Hello, you are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Madeline Taylor, and today I have a mix of new music for you, some tracks that I'm really excited about, a lot of stuff out of the Pacific Northwest, so stay tuned. Starting things off is not a new song, but something that I wanted to use to set the mood. This is one of my favorite guitar intros of all time. It's The Kills with their 2011 track, Future Starts Slow.
Yeah.
That was Wolf and Plath off of Foon Yap's EP titled Apropos. And before that, we started the show off with Future Starts Slow by The Kills. Up next is a brand new track from Blackwater Holy Light. This is Sunrise on Shoes on a Wire.
Behind. just a goal. He was making wooden posts out of my family. What if birds aren't singing, they're screaming?
That was Aldous Harding with What If Birds Aren't Singing, They're Screaming. And before that, a new track from Blackwater Holy Light. It was Sunrise, a track that I heard originally on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast, which is a spot that I find out about a lot of new music, besides obviously the CITR charts. But if you're looking for a regular place to find out about up-and-coming acts, they play a lot of really fantastic stuff. Tends to be mostly from the Pacific Northwest, but it's all over the place. Up next, I have a new track from Jenny Vall. This is Spells.
We'll be right back. Baby, pink is the truth you can't hide. Baby, it, touch your, drop it, let it down.
That was Janelle Monáe with Pink, one of the most recent singles off of Dirty Computer, her record that came out last week, along with her official coming out in Rolling Stone. A lot of people responded with, like, what's the big deal? We already knew, based on Make Me Feel, and also just everything she's ever said in the press about her sexuality, because let's be real, when straight people are asked what their sexuality is, they don't say, I am an android who does not talk about sexuality. They just say who they prefer. But Janelle Monáe finally came out as bisexual, pansexual, queer, and to quote her, a free-ass mother effer. So congrats to Janelle. I'm sure she was already out in her own life and obviously dating people, but it's always hugely symbolic when celebrities actually take the plunge and make that public statement. It's meaningful to their fans. I know for me personally, as a queer person, it makes a big difference, and it always adds an extra level of connection to the music. So thank you, Janelle Monáe. I wish your tickets were not so expensive on your tour that is upcoming. Before that track from Janelle Monáe, we heard Spells by Jenny Vall. Really dreamy, love the chorus. It's a real earworm. We're going to take a little break right now and be right back after a couple messages. Once again, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Madeline Taylor. We'll talk to you in just a minute.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is the Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
It's done. It's over. It's over.
That was a new track from Shilpa Ray off of her to-be-released EP, Nihilism. That's going to be out May 16th, 2018. I'm a big fan of Shilpa Ray. She's released consistently fantastic stuff for the last few years, including a cover album of Prince tracks following his tragic death. Which, you know, most of the time you wouldn't think that it would be worth trying to cover Prince songs because he's so incredible, but she did a really unexpected and innovative job with them, so check that out if you're ever in the mood. Up next, I have a track for you by Glad Rags. This is Population 101. That was two new tracks by Glad Rags, local Vancouver hardcore band. Love them very much. Up next, we're going to take a break, and then after that, I'm going to have a new track by Vancouver hip-hop artist Horsepower, and also a new track by Empress Of, who I just found out about this week. So stay tuned. Once again, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Madeline Taylor, and we'll talk to you in just a minute.
Hi, this is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Connolly from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Big nose brown girl. Tú
That was Weirdo BNBG by Horsepower. Blech. That was Weirdo BNGB by Horsepower, local Vancouver hip-hop artist and host of Crimes and Treasons, or another radio show on CITR. You can listen to them on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Following Horsepower, We had Empress Of with Trust Me Baby. That's her newest single off of In Dreams. And finishing up that last set was Lito Pimienta, the winner of the Polaris Music Prize this past year, with La Capacidad. One of my favorites. She's going to be headlining Sled Island this year in Calgary, so that's super exciting. If you can make it out to Calgary for Sled, it's going to be a banger. To finish off today's episode, I want to play one of my favorite songs by a beloved Vancouver native, by a beloved Vancouver local. This is a track from Nico Case's record, The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Try, The Harder I Try, The More I Love You. It's Calling Cards. This record was big for me. I memorized the lyrics and every single song from it. And we've just found out that Nico Case is going to be headlining the Vancouver Folk Music Festival this year. Amazing. And she's also been releasing some new music. So we're going to be hearing more from Nico Case in the coming months. But for now, this is Calling Cards. Thanks again for listening to Shoes on a Wire. We'll talk to you next week.
from the other coast, just to tell you how good it was to hear you in those songs you wrote. You made me think there was something coming.
Together with our arms around each other, with our faces.